I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Each Friday, we're going to turn the show over to our listeners. We want to hear your stories. This is how we connect with each other, by sharing the way we live now. If you have a story, please do call us. You'll hear our number at the end of this episode. Our first caller today is Kristen, a mother of a one-year-old who's been thinking a lot about the new reality her daughter will grow up in.
Hi, Dani. This is Kristen from Illinois, and I am out on a walk with my almost one-year-old daughter. And while it's so beautiful outside, it's just really hard to wrap your mind around, you know, everything that's going on in the world. It just seems like, well, the weather is heating up and it's becoming nicer and the sun is out more, the grass is green. It's almost just getting darker. Doesn't feel like there's really an end in sight. Being a new mom, I had just gotten back to work from maternity leave. And for a couple of months, I was getting into my new groove and got that all settled. And then the pandemic hit. And while I'm so grateful to be home with my daughter, it's definitely just been a really hard adjustment. And I always tell myself, you know, there's people out there with multiple kids and homeschooling and all this stuff, but I just feel so guilty that I can't keep up with my work as well. And, you know, your boss is sometimes harping on you and you have emails coming in and a baby crying and you just feel awful. And I almost feel guilty for bringing her into this world, even though I love her so much. And she is just my entire heart. And I just feel awful that, or scared that she has to grow up with us eventually. I don't want her to have to go back to daycare with people with masks. Like, she freaked out at the pediatrician because everyone was in masks. But it's just the way we are now, and my goal is to protect her and to be her light just as she is mine every day. She definitely helps center, you know, through all this negativity. But your podcast has been great. And realizing that everyone is going through so many different things. And while one person's problem may seem small to them, it's definitely comforting to know that we're all going through something together. So for that, I thank you. And I just want to encourage everyone to keep being kind, keep being calm, and we will get through this together. Thank you. Have a great day.
Our second listener message is from Danica, a social worker based in Virginia. Danica says she's having a hard time keeping up with the demand for mental health care professionals like herself.
Hi, Dani. My name is Danica. I live in Northern Virginia, D.C. suburb. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. My life has changed drastically with COVID. I was already working from home, but I did home visits, and of course, those completely stopped. And that was my favorite part of my job. The part of working at home is great, but it's a lot of documentation and paperwork, and I really don't enjoy that. And that's basically a lot of what I have to do now. I also have a private practice, and I do online telehealth, and that has boomed to the point where I have to keep limiting myself because there's just so many people in need. And it's crazy to me that, you know, everyone's meeting criteria for major depressive disorder or major anxiety, anxiety disorder, minus the 6 months of having it because we haven't had 6 months of COVID. But mental health is definitely a huge concern. On top of that, my mother-in-law got very ill right as COVID started with RSV, and she has COPD, which is a breathing lung disorder. And she wasn't expected to make it. And so we had to make an emergency trip north right as COVID hit and things started to shut down. And it was our quickest trip ever north. We did it in about 6 hours, which she'd never done. And thankfully, she pulled through. However, after a rehab stay, she was unable to return to her house because her daughter and son-in-law, who she lived with, the son-in-law is going through cancer treatment. And there was a positive case at her rehab. So we had to bring her to Virginia with us to stay. And that, of course, has had its own challenges because my husband and I both work full-time. he's actually a police officer, so this is unprecedented times for him too. And we have a 19-year-old daughter. And while the benefits and beauty of this have been, my 19-year-old is home for dinner every night. And I love the family time and the fact that we really enjoy each other. And we really enjoy spending time together and playing games. And I have loved that. The challenges of trying to care for somebody who's incredibly ill and requires a lot of care while also trying to work more than full time between my full time job and my part time jobs, and my part time jobs being so demanding with people's needs. So thankfully for me, I had lost 80 pounds up until leading into the COVID, and I was in a much healthier place and was doing a really great job of caring for me when my daughter left for college. So actually, I've weathered this well because of my own self-care and my exercise plan that I just, you know, moved from the gym to walking and using weights at home. It's certainly been harder to eat as well, but I'm managing. So thank you for giving us this platform.
Our last voicemail today is from Julie, an artist trying to wrap her head around two conflicting emotions, wanting life to get back to normal and hoping things never go back to the way they were.
Hi, Danny. My name is Julie. Thank you so much for making this container for us to share our stories from this historic time. I wanted to share mine because I feel like a little bit of an outlier, although I may have missed some stories that are similar. I think I've listened to most of them. I am an artist by training and by my work, and I also am the mother of two young children. They're 7 and 8 years old, and I found it almost impossible to continue working when they were born. I was lucky to stay home with them and chose to do so, but I could not work at all in the midst of that time. And I also am a homeschooler, and so I have had my plate very full with that. And an unexpected benefit of this crisis for me has been that my partner, who works fairly long hours and a very traditional type job, has been able to work from home, and I have had so much more freedom than I had before that it really feels like I've awakened from this great slumber. I have been painting every day. I have been able to take walks and even take some breaks. Not many. Neither of us get many breaks, but I've had a few here and there. And I've really experienced what it's like to have a partner in my daily work with our children, and have been able to resume my work. And it's been so life-giving. I sit with the tension of willing all of this to go away. We are all so tired and stressed and over it, to say the least. But also, I don't want to go back. I love the time that I have now for myself. I love the time that I have now that is not filled with obligations and places to be. And I would like to sit right here in this in some way that also offers health and hope and freedom to so many people who are suffering. So I just wanted to offer that. Is a little different perspective. It feels complicated to both feel like I'm desperate to get out of this time and also that I don't want to leave it at all. Like all of us, it feels complicated on a lot of levels. Thanks so much for collecting our stories, Danny. This is feels like a really important project, and it's been really wonderful to hear from folks from all over. And I appreciate your work. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/The Way We Live Now Pod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Brulanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.